This episode of Chris Brown's True Stewardship is brought to you by Churchill Mortgage. They'll take your personal situation and find the best mortgage option for you. Call Churchill Mortgage today, 855-LOAN-200, or go to churchillmortgage.com.
Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings, God's way, for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, hello, folks, and welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. We're honored that you are tuning in with us today, either on the radio or on iTunes or on stewardship.com. The phone number to call in is 866-357-3283. You call in with your financial questions, your relationship questions, maybe it's leadership, but let's have a dialogue today. 866-357-3283, or you can email in as well, chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. One more time, chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. So, just as quickly as we started October and the fall season, we're now at the end. We're at the end of October. Crazy. So that means November is approaching, and people all over social media use the month of November as a month of gratitude, posting every day with something that they're thankful for. I had the thought, how about we start early? Wherever you're at right now, I know it's not November yet. I want you to stop what you're doing and maybe think of a few things. I think of three things that you're thankful for. Maybe it's just three. For some, this may be easy. For some of us, it may be pretty difficult. But let's remember what Colossians 3:17 says. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Giving thanks. So for me, the three things that come to my mind, first of all, I'm thankful for cooler weather after a pretty brutal summer here in Nashville. It's been a great, about a month and a half now of, probably about a month of some really nice weather. I'm thankful for a great team. Right now, I'm in the middle of travel season, and I'm out quite a bit in different cities. This particular month, I think it's been about, 15, 17 states or something like that. And the team on the road is absolutely phenomenal. I feel very, very equipped and supported. And the team here, who's holding down the fort here at Ramsey Solutions, incredible team during a pretty trying season. And I'm also thankful for our producer, Bob Borquez. He is, I don't know if you heard this or not, I put it on social media, but your producer, Bob Borquez, broke his leg playing Ultimate Frisbee. Yes, he is not 20 anymore. I won't tell you what his age is, but he decided he was going to go out and play Ultimate Frisbee. He's in very good shape, and his non-20-year-old legs didn't do very well, and he broke one of his legs, and he has been producing these shows, working very, very hard, in a lot of pain, and so I'm very, very thankful for your producer, and thank you to all of you who reached out and emailed the show and encouraged him. Definitely meant a lot, and he's still in his recovery, so please continue to keep him in prayer. Well, again, we are taking your calls. Let's be thankful, and let's hear those phone calls, 866-357-3283. It looks like first up from Colorado Springs is Angela. Angela, welcome to the show.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm better every day. How can I help you?
We are in really, really bad debt. And we just moved. My husband had managed a farm for 7 years, and we moved to a different place. Now he's making less money than he was making on the farm, and we've added on $1,400 a month in rent and about $400 in utilities, and we have a Jeep we owe $36,000 on, a truck we owe $49,000 on, a side-by-side we owe $9,400 on, and we have a signature loan that we owe $11,000 on. And we have like $100 left at the end of the month if I squeeze every penny I can.
Yeah.
Help.
Yeah, seriously. I can't get past the anxiety I hear in your voice.
It's ridiculous.
I can't help but think that you're on the radio, and so this is your best foot forward, and I can still hear it. So let me just start off with, I just want to encourage you. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says this. It says, "No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation," here's what I wanted to share with you. "He will also provide the way of escape." He will. "That you may be able to endure it." So I'm just telling you, he provides the way of escape. We put into practice his scriptures, and you will be able to endure it.
Right.
So here, let's do this. Let's put together a plan for you.
Okay.
The first thing you want to do is take care of these cars. You got to get rid of these cars. You can just get rid of those things fast.
We've looked at that. The Jeep, it's my Jeep. I owe $36,000 on it. It's worth $17,500. My job requires a lot of driving. It's a 2015 Jeep Cherokee, and I have 44,000 miles on it.
Okay.
So I've had it for a year and a half.
You owe $36,000 and it's worth $17,000?
Yes. And the only thing I can think of is the miles, because I got on Kelley Blue Book and NADA yesterday just to see, and that's like private party sale for it.
What about the other one?
My husband he had to have a new Toyota Tacoma, and we owe $49,000 on it now, and it's worth $34,500. The only one that's not underwater is the side-by-side. Uh-huh. We owe $94,000 on it, and it's worth about $10,000. I have that on Craigslist and everywhere else I can think of to try to get it sold.
Okay. What's the payment on that one?
$330.
Okay. Well, that'll feel good. Going from $100 of discretion to $430 would be good.
Right.
So what's your income?
My husband makes about $2,700 a month now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm self-employed. I make anywhere from $1,800 to $3,000 a month. And I've been working every single job that I can get my hands on to try to keep us above water here.
Yeah. So the $100 a month and at the end of the month is with you attacking one of these debts or just paying minimum payments?
That's just paying minimum payments.
Okay. What does your budgeting process look like? Do you guys budget every dollar before the month begins?
I do the budget. I do it every 2 weeks since we get paid every 2 weeks. It's easier for me to do it that way.
Okay.
You know, I have all the monthly bills that are coming in, and I'm just trying to keep track of all of them when they're due.
Yeah.
But I do keep us on an extremely strict budget, as long as I can keep my husband from buying ammo.
I'm all for you continuing with recreation. Just the recreation right now can't cost you any money.
Exactly.
So you go out in the woods and throw rocks at trees and instead of shooting things. When's the last time you ate in a restaurant?
No, it was actually not too long ago. He took me out to dinner for our anniversary.
Okay. Well, those are the kind of things that you still got to start. You got to squeeze that budget a little bit more, okay?
I'm going to. We're not eating out anymore at all. I cook everything from scratch whenever I do cook, but
yeah, the only
we're not
way,
going out to eat.
This is a pretty big hole, and I would just say the only way you're going to get out of it is to get mad at it. You can't pet your debt. You can fall into debt, but you can't fall out. And so you got to get really, 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 really mad. You got to get so mad at it. I mean, think about the last time you were mad at something, how infuriated you were. You got to kind of point that emotion towards this debt. It's going to take some double, triple payments, which is going to take you squeezing the budget and working as much as possible. And that is not fun. I totally get it.
No. I've even looked at substitute teaching at my son's school, but you have to pay for the background check and all that kind of stuff, and I just don't have the extra money.
Yeah, no, I get it. Well, I would definitely keep your eyes open on some extra work that you're not having to invest in on a significant. Okay. But if it's like the background check is like $10 and you're going to make $100 in your first shift, that makes sense.
Well, for the fingerprints and the background check, it's like $46 or $47.
Yeah, I mean, but if you in the first week you're going to make $200. And it'll be worth it. But, you know, some of these things where you're like, I got to go out and get a $4,500 license and I'm going to make $500 a month. That would be, right. That wouldn't be wise.
Not worth it.
Well, here's the deal. I can't, you know, I wish I could. And this is kind of the frustrating part of what I do is I can't fix things when I want to fix. I want to fix it today. But I do want to walk alongside you on this journey. And I want to give you some tickets. Dave Ramsey and I will be out in Colorado Springs on November 10th, which is right around the corner. And we're going to be doing an event from about, I don't know, 6:30 to about 9 that night at New Life Church. And I want to give you some tickets to go to it. And I'm hoping that we can provide not only some instructions for you, but also some inspiration as you walk through this. So you stay on the line. And
that would be the best birthday present ever.
Well, good, good. We're going to give you a couple tickets and let Amanda know if you need 3 or 4.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
You're listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
Picture this. You have a great job and plenty of money and savings, but you're afraid to take the leap into home ownership. What should you do, rent or buy? Well, the fact is, buying a home sets you up for building wealth. So if it's a reasonable expense in your budget, you're better off buying. Talk to my friends at Churchill Mortgage to help you build a smarter plan today. Call 855-LOAN-200 or go to churchillmortgage.com/Chris Brown.
This is a paid advertisement. NMLS ID 1591. Equal housing lender. 761 Old Hickory Boulevard. Brentwood, Tennessee 37027.
Well, folks, you are listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship right here on the dial. You might be listening on iTunes or also on stewardship.com. We thank you for joining in. The phone number to call in is 866-357-3283. And it looks like our next call is out there in the West again, Seattle, Washington. This is Tom. Tom, how are you?
Good, Chris. How are you?
Oh, I'm better every day. How can we serve you?
Question for you. I've read Total Money Makeover a couple years back. Just recently, we bought the Financial Peace University. My wife and I haven't started it yet. But we were given an opportunity to possibly sell a rental property that we own. And I wanted to get your take on if that's a good idea to pay the capital gains and sell a rental property in order to get out of debt faster.
Well, the capital gains thing is not a it's not like you're going to pay capital gains now, but if you were to wait, you wouldn't have to pay capital gains later.
Exactly.
So it's going to happen regardless. So I know somebody listening in could be like, yeah, but why would you want to pay all those fees to get out of debt? Well, you're going to have to pay those fees anyway. It's just the IRS wants some of your gain. Mm-hmm. I like it, man. I want you out of consumer debt as soon as possible. And I'm a firm believer that I don't want people to have rental property until they've got a paid off primary home first.
Okay.
So kind of three things come to my mind here, Tom. A math perspective, you got to think through, okay, what's your monthly gain? What's your monthly gain on the rental property?
Almost zero. It basically covers its own expense. We were able to get into it 2 years ago, and we stand to gain a good amount, not enough to pay off our primary mortgage, but enough to put a big dent in it.
Yeah, yeah. So all the gains from the paying off the rental would all go towards the primary, or would it be towards some consumer debt as well?
It would be about roughly about $28,000 in consumer debt, which includes $18,000 towards a loan against my 401k that I used to buy the rental property.
Oh, ouch.
And then about $100,000 on our mortgage, it would pay down.
This is a no-brainer for me, an absolute no-brainer. It's awesome. You got the monthly gain is going to be significantly higher not having the rental because you're not having to pay all this consumer debt payments, and you're closer to the paying off the primary, which will save you another big hunk of money per month.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Proverbs 22:7, it's like where the borrower is enslaved to the lender. Right now you are. You're enslaved to that. Romans 13:8 says to owe no man anything except for the debt to love one another. So you're getting closer to that as well. And those are wisdom mm-hmm. scriptures. It's not a salvation thing, but it's you're getting close. So all of that points towards this being a great idea. You're going to have to pay gains regardless. And yeah, I like it. So make sure you at least contact one of our real estate ELPs, our endorsed local providers.
Okay.
You can check them out at stewardship.com under Chris Recommends, and they can walk you through the process. They're right there in your area. We've got endorsed local providers all over the country, and I know we have several in that Seattle region.
Okay.
All right, Tom. All appreciate the call.
Great. Thank you very much, Chris.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, folks, you've heard me mention how Financial Peace University changes people's lives. Over the past 20 years, more than 4.5 million people have learned how to get out of debt, how to save, and how to give money and make wise spending choices. But here's the thing. Financial Peace University isn't led by a bunch of financial gurus with fancy degrees. It's led by volunteers. It's led by people just like you. And if you have a heart to help people, then you can lead a Financial Peace University class. You don't have to be out of debt to lead either. In fact, over 40% of people leading classes are also using Financial Peace University for the very first time. Or maybe you've led a class before, but it's been a while. We need you too. So listen carefully. If you want to help others get out of debt and start a class in your community, we have a special deal just for you. If you've never taken Financial Peace, we'll give you 50% off our leader membership. That means you'll get everything you need to go through the class yourself and lead a different class for half the regular price. And if you've taken Financial Peace, we'll give you the leader materials for free. These are incredible deals that don't come around very often. If you want to support the show, help us spread the stewardship message by leading a Financial Peace University class. Just visit stewardship.com and click on Lead a Class. You'll fill out a quick form and you'll receive a call from one of our very friendly advisors. It's that simple. Again, go to stewardship.com and click on Lead a Class.
You're listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. We want to hear your questions and your success stories. Every story from your smallest milestone to your biggest victory. Email Chris at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. That's right, you can email us at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com or call us at 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. And this is Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's Chris.
From Sacramento, California, this is Linda. Linda, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm better every day. How can we help?
Well, my question is, my husband is an electrical contractor, and he received a job through a construction company based out of Vegas, but the job that he worked on with a restaurant chain here in California, it was a referral through a friend. There was no contract involved. Everything was verbal. And now the job is complete. The restaurant is open, and we are still due some money. And we hear through other subcontractors that the construction company may be filing bankruptcy. So we were wondering, is there anything we can do now that we don't have a contract?
So there's three parties involved, I'm hearing, not counting the referral.
Right.
The contractor, the food chain, and y'all.
Right.
Okay.
Correct.
So I would just say, first of all, with no documentation and no contract, it doesn't look good. And I hate to tell you that, but it really doesn't. But if they truly are going bankrupt, then I would act as fast as possible. And I'm sure you already have, but I would be a little bit more assertive. You don't have to be mean, just assertive.
Mm-hmm.
You're just going to be a little bit more boisterous about getting the money back. And then I would say, if you're not, you know, you're not going to get anything out of them, I would maybe try with the food chain, but I doubt it. They did receive services. So it all depends on the judge, really, on that one, but it's probably not looking good.
Okay.
So as much documentation as possible, if you can go back to emails or any correspondence, or maybe it's some kind of voice, anything you have that even implies that there was an agreed upon arrangement, that help. And then I'll just say, he who barks the loudest, when it comes down to who's going to get paid and who's not, secure, you know, their secure debts and their insecure debts and all those kind of things. I would just try to make sure that you create as much ruckus as possible. A lot of times on who they owe, some of the people that they are owed money to, they won't even show up, you know, at proceedings or anything like that. So even if you show up and you're involved in that bankruptcy process, if that is the case, you can get something out of it. I don't know. And I would definitely work the sympathy card too, that this, you're not just some major big company that did some electrical work. You're an everyday couple who is counting on the money and you can't, you know, you're having a tough time with your obligations because the pay didn't come. So I would definitely play that as well.
Right.
So, I mean, it doesn't look good.
Yeah, we do have a few emails back and forth, mm-hmm. and them asking for the last bill, which is the bill that we didn't get paid for.
Yeah.
But other than that, we've been calling, and now they're not even accepting our phone calls, and yeah, it's not looking good.
Yeah, so I wonder if there could be a visit to them, a face-to-face.
Okay.
A lot of times the phone call thing, it doesn't seem real, and you're kind of like, you feel like you can put it off and not face your, you know, face your issues.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get face to face, it increases the amount of accountability quite a bit. So it might be worth $400 or $500 investment. I don't know what your finances look like, but to get down there and face to face to save $20,000 or even get 10 of it would be nice.
Right, exactly. Is there a way for us to find out for sure if they're filing bankruptcy and to go to proceedings or anything like that?
I would try to go as far as you can with public records, and it might be worth you paying a couple hours of an attorney's time to do some research.
Okay.
For me, I'd want to know that I kind of turned over every rock and that I didn't leave money on the table.
Okay. No, that sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Linda, before you go, let me just encourage you real fast. The Bible says in Psalm 55:22, cast your burden on the Lord and he'll sustain you. Because I know this is very frustrating. It goes on to say, he'll never permit the righteous to be moved. He'll never permit the righteous to be moved. And I think a lot of times people maybe think of that verse and think of it as a cliche. But that amount, he will never permit the righteous to be moved. He will sustain you. And I just want to tell you how much he sustains you. It doesn't depend on him. It depends on you based on how much you cast the burden upon him.
Right.
So either like cast the burden on him like 10% of it or 30% of it, or we give it all to him. We act in wisdom. Of course, we still got to act. We don't sit on the couch and cast it all to him. But really cast it all on him, the anxiety of it all and the frustration of it all, and let him be involved in this, because these issues in our lives, they're great opportunities for an increased intimacy with God if we let them. And so I would just say, as you go through this, draw near to God, okay?
Yes, definitely. Thank you so much.
All right, Linda. Thanks for the call. All right, folks, man, it frustrates me so bad. That's why the Bible says, let your yea be yea and your nay be nay. If you're going to do, if you're going to say you're going to contract somebody out, you need to pay, because that's exactly what happens on the other end. Very, very frustrated for Linda. And I'm hoping that she finds some kind of resolve with that issue. I got an email here from Becky. Says, hey, Chris, I have a friend in a situation with which I don't know how to respond to help. My friend's husband's work, the union, is on strike. He's the primary breadwinner. They're currently thinking it'll last anywhere from 3 to 12 months. They're debt-free except for their home and have been planning for this possibility of a strike. While they're probably fine, I'm wanting to help in some way. This is an emotionally charged time in their lives, as you can imagine. Do you have any suggestions as to what we could do to help, either emotionally, financially, practically? We don't want to be disrespectful, but they have been such a blessing to us. We are on baby steps 4, 5, and 6 right now. Thanks for your ministry. Well, Becky, I do think the best thing you can do for them is probably give them a safe place to vent. Just be really, really active and good listeners. I think also you can, you know, it sounds like they're fine financially, so I'm trying to think of other ways you can help. One thing that's helped me in these kind of times is when people provide joyful distractions. Maybe it's you take them to a ball game or some other kind of recreation, but you're providing some joyful distractions for them. And then maybe even get in some dreaming conversations. Whatever you can do to get them to focus on the future and not the frustration of the past and the present, get them to pull up a little bit. To have a bigger, like, you know, 80, 90 year perspective instead of a 1 year perspective. But those are the things that come to my mind. And I'm glad to hear that they're probably going to be good financially. It's good that they put themselves in a good spot and that you guys are in a good spot where you can help them out a little bit. So great to hear about that. But those are some things that I would do. I really do think we don't put enough value on good listenership. Just being a good listener. A lot of the times we don't want people to fix our problems. We just want people to listen to them. And so maybe that'll help, Becky. Well, my friends, once again, it has been a pleasure to hang out with you today. Thanks again for continuing to share this show and for writing those great reviews on iTunes. We really appreciate the great feedback. And don't forget, Financial Peace University classes are happening right now all across the country, and we need your help to lead them. If you have a heart to help people, then you can lead one of these classes. If you want to lead a class, just go to stewardship.com, click on lead a class, and we've made it easy. We have some incredible deals waiting for you if you want to volunteer. Once again, it has been an honor, and wherever you're at today, let's leverage every waking minute, and let's manage this life faithfully. God bless y'all.